calling customer support. My name is Romeo. How can I help you?
Romeo, I got two credit card charges from you in January, and I don't recognize what you provide. Can you tell me about what does Great Goods supply?
We are a third-party call center which service several products such as keto, CBD oil. We do service hundreds of products. And can we get started by getting your zip code?
My zip code is 94947.
Can you state your name?
Yeah, my name is Barry Shepherd.
And can you verify your address?
1608 Indian Valley Road, Novato.
And do you recall on January the 23rd paying the shipping and handling for the free tablet?
Say that again, please.
Do you recall on January the 23rd paying the shipping and handling for the free tablet?
Free tablet? What's that?
You don't recall paying $7.95 for the tablet?
What tablet?
A regular phone-like tablet, sir?
No.
You don't recall paying for that?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Is there anyone else in the household who could have possibly made that purchase?
Yeah, my wife. Let's go to the next one on the 29th of January for $54.97.
So you stated that your wife could have made that purchase?
No, I didn't say that. I said she lives here. Let's go to the next one.
I asked you, was there anyone else in that household who could have possibly made that purchase?
Possibly, yeah, but the credit card normally separates her purchases from mine. So now let's go to the next one. 129 for $54.97.
One moment. One moment.
Okay.
Yes, sir, and we do take fraud very seriously, so what I can do for you is get you transferred over to our fraud department.
Okay, but can you identify this $54.97?
If you don't recall making the $7.95 charge, you haven't made the $54 charge or the $56 charge, basically, sir. So that's why I was getting you transferred to that fraud department, so they can further assist you.
All right. Go ahead. Let me just go. I've got my phone in my hand.
Yes, sir. Bear me one moment while I get you transferred.
Okay. Do you recall receiving a tablet, a phone?